这罗牧师讲得很对，我很忙，但是这里我必定要来。
Indeed, Pastor Chuck was right. I am very busy, but I have to come.
弟兄姊妹都知道我很爱这个教会。
Brothers and sisters, you know I love this church.
所以有空我有需要，我能够做的我尽量做。
If there is any need, I definitely would come.
好，现在请大家一同读一段圣经。
Let us read a passage from the Bible.
我们来读这个以赛亚书37章31节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 31.
我们早做了一起来念。
Let us read together.
旧约的以赛亚书37章31节。
Chapter 37, verse 31.
来。
Let us read together.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的，人要往下扎根，向上结果。好，我相信我们说圣经的人都知道这一句话的背景。
I understand that those of us who are familiar with the Bible knows the background of this passage.
那就是发生在旧约西西家王时候的一件历史记载。
This happens during the time in the Old Testament of King Hezekiah.
这犹大王西西家是一个很愿意讨主喜悦的王。
King Hezekiah was the king who wanted to please God.
但是在那个时间，这个国家在一个非常困难的处境之中。
But during that time, the country was in turmoil.
新兴的这个亚述帝国来侵略，来攻打犹大国。
The newly formed country Assyria was going to attack Judah.
那么结果犹大国好像不堪一击。
It looks like that Judah was not going to win.
攻取了犹大国的一切坚固城。
So the country, the Assyria, attacked most of it.
只有少数的犹大人逃脱了，躲在这个耶路撒冷。
Only a small number of people hid in Jerusalem.
那么这个城墙被希腊巨王的大军所包围。
So the Assyrian army surrounded the wall of Jerusalem.
这个时间，希腊基利派人来到耶路撒冷城外，向以色列人挑战骂阵。
It's during this time that the Syria king.Sennacherib, he sent his army to attack them.
来恐吓，来摇动这些剩下余民的心。
To shake up the doubts of the people in Judah.
并且在那里侮辱西西家王的信仰。
Insulting King Hezekiah's faith in God.
说西西家王所投靠的神绝对不能够抵挡这个希腊基利的大军。
Seeing that the God, the King Hezekiah believed in, would not stand forth the army.
你看看你的神，你的王，依靠神，他能够抵挡我吗
？Look at your king. Can he attack me? Can he?
我已经攻打了许多其他信仰的那一些国家。
I have arrested a lot of the other countries.
西西家王所信仰的神也一样的经不住我的攻击。
The God that King Hezekiah believed in will not stand up on me.
这一个西西家王听到这个事，心里非常的难过。
When King Hezekiah heard that, he was very sad.
他的确愿意为神做好的见证。
He wanted to be witness for God.
但是他感觉到无能为力。
But he knew that he was helpless.
但是感谢主，他的信心没有动摇。
But thank God, his faith was not shaken.
他知道圣殿的面前把这些痛苦来告诉他的神。
Before the temple, he told God his struggles.
那么在这个时间，神听他的祷告。
And God heard his prayer.
就派先知以赛亚来参他说安慰的话。
He sent his prophet Isaiah to comfort him.
那么先知告诉他什么事呢
？What did Isaiah tell him?
神说，亚述大王羞辱的我的话，我听见了。
God said that the king of Assyria blasphemed me. I heard it.
但是神说你们的失败不是永久的。
But the Lord told him, your failure is not, it's only temporary.
只要你们这剩下的人往下扎根，向上能够结果。
If the remnants will take the root below and bear the fruit above.
所以将来会反败为胜。
Then you will win, you will overcome.
但是你们一定要往下扎根，向上结果。
But you have to take root below and bear fruit above.
啊，让你们跟神的关系更好，来做一个最美好的见证。
If you have close relationship with God, you will bear fruit and bear fruit.
你们所信的神的确是与众神不同的那一位。
The God you believe in is different from the other gods.
是掌管人类历史的神。
He is the God of history.
是管理万王之王的王。
And he is the king of all kings.
所以在这一个话的里面非常重要。
So it is so important.
那就是说让这些犹大人西西家王经过这个失败之后，
The king Hezekiah, when he went through this failure,
让他们对于神的关系更深入，
So they have a deeper relationship with God.
以至于在人类的历史上留下一个美好的见证。
A good testimony in human history.
我们的神是独一的真神。
Our God is the only true God.
是掌管万有的神。
He is the God of the universe.
历史是掌握在他的手中。
In his hands is history.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们圣经里面常常教导我们的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the teaching from the Bible.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你是不是一信主之后，你就听见传道人这么讲。
I don't know if you heard this once you became a Christian.
我们的神是怎样的神？
What is our God? What kind of God is our God?
独一的真神，对不对？
He's the only true God.
这里有没有人不相信这个？
Is anyone who doesn't believe that?
不相信哈。
You all believe.
我们的神是不是万王之王？
Is our King, is our God the King of Kings?
是不是啊？
Is it right?
哦。他是不是万主之主？
Is he the Lord of Lords?
他是永远之王，对不对？
He's the eternal God.
真的是吗？
Is it true?
世界上人信不信？
Do the people in the world believe in that?
信不信啊？不信啊。
They don't believe.
为什么不信？
Why?
为什么不信？不认识神。
They don't know God.
的确，好像看世界啊，神不是王哎。
To them, the God is not God in the world.
对不对？
Is that true?
好像这个神不管事啊，也管不了事啊。
Is the God who doesn't care?
到底恶人昌盛呢，还是好人昌盛呢？
It looks like is it the evil man who is gaining the upper hand?
啊，好人啊。
People said the good people. The good man.
我们常讲什么好人难做，对不对？
We say that it's hard to be a good person.
啊，你看见罪恶是一天一天少呢，还是一天天多啊？
Do you see that the crimes is arising?
啊，哪一个多？
Which one is rising?
罪恶越来越多。
Evil is climbing up.
啊，我们看见这个人类的历史好像是弱肉强食的事不断的发生，对不对？
Seems like the evil man are gaining upper hand.
所以世间人，你要说神是永远的王，万王之王，信不信？
So the worldly man would not believe that God is the God, the Lord of the Lords.
我相信很难信，对不对？
I know it's hard to believe.
但是很矛盾的。
But it's very contradictory.
有时候想的话，好像又相信哎。
Sometimes you do seem like you want to believe.
呀，他说啊，善有善报，恶有恶报。
You reap what you sow.
若是未报，时候未到。
If the time hasn't come, if you haven't done yet, because the time
他也发现了啊，隐隐之中啊，有一个主宰在这个地方，对不对？
It seems like as if there is a creator there.
啊，还有什么说呢？
What else?
啊，神要谁灭亡，必先使他疯狂。
If God wants to destroy a person, he will make that person crazy first.
所以啊，他好像不信，也好像信，对不对？
As if he believes and as if he doesn't.
那我们看事实似乎也是这样。
Let us look at facts.
们看见强权的确可以一时的胜。
哪一个强权？
强权啊，对啊，好吧，是我宝儿。
哦、oh, ，the superpowers， OK。
就以二十世纪的历史来说
，We look at the history of the 20th century。
第二次世界大战呢、啊、的历史，给我们留下很好的一个见证。
The history of World War II gives us a very good.
最初是谁得胜呢
？Who won in the beginning？
你们年轻人大概不懂哈。
The young people may not remember。
啊，欧洲是有什么国家发动侵略啊？
Who started the war?
德国。
Germany.
亚洲有什么国家发生战争啊？
How about Asia?
日本。
Japan.
最初是谁胜啊？
Who won in the beginning?
德国胜，对不对？
Germany won.
日本胜，对不对？
Japan won.
最后是谁失败？
But who lost in the end?
啊？哇，结果是德国失败了，日本失败。
Germany and Japan both lost.
所以你看见吗？这个历史，你看一段呢，是恶人掌权。
So you can see in the history, there is one period of time.
但是你看长一点呢，好像呢，恶人自掘坟墓。
But in the end, the evil people all lost.
所以怪不得他们说善有善报，恶有恶报，若是未报，时候未到，对不对
？So you truly reap what you sow.
不过呢，这一个见证啊，好像啊，人越懂又不懂。
But as if people really understand or they don't.
那么我们再看教会的历史是不是也是这样
？Let us look at church history.
当主来到地上的时候
，When Jesus came to the earth，
他拣选了他的门徒。
He called his disciples.
啊，请问你这门徒听见主说世界要怎么拒绝他，把他钉在十字架上，你们都要跌倒了。
When his disciples heard that the world will rebel against him, and even his disciples were going to fall.
啊，这些门徒相不相信他们要跌倒啊
？Did the disciples think they're going to fail?
嗯，不相信啊。
Of course not.
哇，为什么？他们知道神是主耶稣是谁，对不对
？Because they know who Jesus was.
哇，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Lord, you are the Lord of eternity. Who do we follow?
啊，所以彼得就站出来讲话了。
So Peter came up and he said,
啊，众人都因为你跌倒，就是我有死都不会跌倒。
I'm the only one who would not fall against you.
啊，到底跌倒没有
？Did he fall?
不堪一击。啊，当天晚上就怎么三次罚咒起誓不认主。
The same night he denied God three times.
啊。真是你看见了神的工作不堪一击啊
！You see that the Lord, the work of the Lord
啊，非常的软弱。
People are weak.
但是我们看见后来怎么样
？But then what did you see later on?
这些软弱的门徒是不是一跌倒就起不来了
？The weak disciples after they fell.
他起来没有
？Did they rise up?
起来得胜不得胜？他们的工作。有多久的价值
they were victorious. And what worth was their work for God?
到今天还看见他们工作的果效。
Today, we even see the fruits of their work.
所以你看见吗？在教会里头也有同样的见证。
So you see, it's the same kind of testimony in the church.
那么在这个地方你就看见我们信的神是怎样一位神
？So from here you know what kind of God we believe in.
在人类的历史上，隐隐约约的看见这个事实。
In human history, we can see this true fact.
你看见在教会的历史上也看见这是个事实。
And in the history of the church, we see the same true fact.
所以人讲历史是什么呢？就是他的故事。
So people say the history is the story.
啊，是这 history 啊，这个字很有意思，对不对？就是 his story.
It's historical. The record.
啊，这个神的故事。
It's the story of God.
啊，历史就是神的故事。
History is the story of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这个地方就要好好的啊学习我们教会的经历。
So we need to learn. our experience from the church.
从这一段话里面来学习这一段教会啊，这个神给我们的教训。
From the passage to learn the teachings from God.
我相信大家都知道，今年年初一月六号的时候，我来过这里。
I think you remember I came here on January 6th this year.
因为我知道教会里头发生一些事。
Because I know that something happened in the church.
虽然我的身体软弱，我还是带病来了。
I was sick that time, but I came anyways.
我没有来之前，心里非常的难过。
Before I came, I was so sad.
因为我爱这个教会。
Because I love the church.
看见神赐福给这个教会。
I see that God's blessing is on the
church. 所以我心中没有来之前，一直挂着弟兄姊妹。
So before I came, I thought about you all.
一天早上我醒过来。
One morning when I was awake.
神突然之间让我看见一件事。
God let me see one thing.
说这件事就是我们波士顿教会的911事件将要发生。
The incident as if it is the 9/11 for this church.
弟兄姊妹啊，神把这个情报告诉我，我告诉你们了。
Dear brothers and sisters, God told me this incident and I want to share with you.
要我们大家警醒，不要让撒旦得逞。
We have to be alert so that Satan would not set foothold on us.
可是教牧师的情报不灵。
But yet, it seems like the report was not true.
我那时候跟弟兄姊妹提醒一件事。
So I want to remind brothers and sisters.
说让我们大家心灵要苏醒过来，不要麻木不仁。
Let our soul arise.
当我们大家都有一个愿望，就是不要纷争，乃要和谐。
That we all have to make peace with one another.
以至于我们教会在这一个地方永远是传和平的福音。
So we are sharing the gospel of peace in here.
不要有分裂那一个丑闻留给世界。
And there is no enmity between us.
所以我劝弟兄姊妹主内合一，对不对？
So I ask you all to be peacemakers in God.
很不幸的，我们看见还是没有让神的美意成全。
Unfortunately, this thing didn't happen.
教会弟兄姊妹都受伤。
Everyone in the church was wounded.
啊，无论是谁，我相信心里都难过。
Regardless of who you are, you must feel so sad.
的确，我们没有警醒。
Indeed, we were not alert enough.
我们大家没有啊，维持着合一的见证。
We didn't have this testimony for peace.
以至于这个消息传遍很多的地方。
So what happened was passed around in a lot of places.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是 ending， 我们要有一个转机过来。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the ending. We need to turn around.
我们不要让撒旦说你已经得胜了。
Don't let Satan say that he is victorious.
让我们往下扎根，向上结果。
Let us all take root below and bear fruit above.
让这一个失败变成我们把神的荣耀更好、更美的见证出来的一个转机。
May this failure becomes our good testimony for God.
让我们在这一个地方为神做美好的见证。
So in this place, we'll be good witness for God.
弟兄姊妹，让我们大家心灵真是苏醒过来。
Let us all our soul be arise.
啊，让神的名不受羞辱。
So that God's name will not be blasphemed.
我们让世人没有机会讥笑我们所信的神。
So the other man will not mock us.
你们的神跟别人神有什么不同？
What kind of God is different from the
other God? 你们说你们是独一真神，跟世界上有什么两样？
What is your God who is the true God different from the other God?
我们说的确是不一样。用以后的见证来证明。
Our God is different from our testimony later on.
以至于让我们教会留下一个更美的历史记录。
So that our church can have a beautiful historical record.
之后弟兄姊妹，在这个时代不要忘记呀，这个见证是最重要的。
In this day and age, let us not forget this testimony.
今天这个时代是恩典的时代。
In this day and age, it's the period of grace.
神是掌权的，这是个事实，我们一定要清楚。
We got to be clear that God is the sovereign God.
不过神掌权在恩典的时代有两种不同的性质。
But during this period of grace, there are two kind of different natures of God's sovereignty.
在不信神的那些人中间，
Among those who do not believe,
他是在暗中掌权。
He is controlling, he is the sovereign God in invisible as if.
我相信这是圣经里面是不是常常给我们的记载这个启示。
As if this it is the revelation from the Bible.
你看看刚刚我们念的以赛亚书三十七章，神就这样的启示。
When we read Isaiah chapter 33,
我们大家来看一看三十七章第二十六节。
Isaiah chapter 37.Verse 26.
26, 27, 我们一起来念。
Verses 26 and 27.
来。
Let's.
真是。好。我们再来读但以理书第四章十七节。
Daniel chapter 4.
十七节，但以理书第四章第十七节。
Daniel chapter 4 verse 17.
我们一起来念，来。这是守望者所发的命，圣者所出的令，好叫世人知道，至高者在人的国中掌权。要将权赐给谁就赐给谁，赫利及卑微的人执掌国权。好，我们再念二十五节。
And verse 25.
来，你们必赶出世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，被天怒敌食，且要经过七七，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国赐予谁就赐予谁。好，你看这是神给那些不信神的王所有的一个启示啊，一个提醒。
It's the revelation and the warning that God gave to those kings who did not believe in him.
这个时代是人治时代。
In this age it is where
是人来治理的。
Oh, okay. It's man who is sovereign on the world.
为什么呢？因为神不直接做王。
Because God is not being king directly.
神要直接做王的话，怎么所有的罪人都要下地狱？
If it would be the king directly during this period, all men, evil men will be.
对，一些人来做王。
So these people became God.
但是这些人如果做王超越神的那一个这个荣耀，神就要废掉他。
But God will punish them if their sovereignty is overcoming God's glory.
因此我们看见这个作王的形式呢，就有罪恶存在的余地，对不对？
So we see that there is this factor of evilness in them.
神是日头造好人也造歹人。
God created good and bad.
因此总是不圆满的。
So it's never perfect.
那么在这件事情上面呢，这世人就以为神不存在，神不管事。
So the human thought that, oh, God is not, God doesn't exist.
神就兴起他的国度，兴起他的教会。
God raises his church and his kingdom.
这个是什么呢？神在教会里头明显的宣告，神是王，在我们中间他就是王。
In the church, God has shown himself that he is God.
所以这是明显的。
This is very clear.
就看见在这个团体里面跟其他的团体是不同的。
We can see that in the church is different from the outside organization.
以至于能够让这不信神的世界看见希望在哪里。
So the people who don't know God, they can see who God is.
因此我们在这一个恩典时代的责任是非常重大。
So during this age of grace, our responsibility.
在这个时代，我们同样有软弱。
We have weakness.
所以我们会有失败的时候。
So we can fail.
但与世界不同，什么呢？
But what is different from us?
世界的神他不可就业就把它废掉了。
So the world doesn't believe in God.
但是在基督徒怎么样，他愿意从失败里得教训，尊主为大。
But Christians would learn from their failures.
所以能够从失败里面再站起来，为神做美好的见证。
So from the fall, they stand up and bear testimony for God.
因此，弟兄姊妹，让我们在这件事情上面得到教训。
So let us be taught in this incident.
我们如果真的有这样的认识。
If we truly know this,
弟兄姊妹，你就知道我们失败的原因在哪里，对不对？
Do you know the reason for our failure?
因为我们没有把主伟大的这样一个心愿放在我们的心中。
Because we did not put God in the first hand.
让我们能够从西西家王受到教训。
Let us learn from King Hezekiah.
他坚定地侍奉神。
He served God steadfastly.
带领以色列人尊主为大，以他为王。
He led the Israelites to worship God.
让我们也效法但以理。
Let us learn from Daniel.
他虽然在尼布加利撒王宫里面有很高的权势。
Even though he was high up in the kingdom.
但是我们看见他也侍奉耶和华为王，做他人生的目的。
But he served God as his sole purpose on earth.
所以但以理有一个名称。
So Daniel has a name.
按人说他应该是这个当时巴比伦王一个很高的政治的首领。
According to humanity, that he is actually the leader in that kingdom.
但是尼布加利撒王怎么称但以理呢？
But how did King Nebuchadnezzar call him?
后来的波斯王怎么称但以理呢
？And the king of Persia,
他说永生神的仆人但以理呀。
He is the servant of the living God.
所以不称是我的仆人但以理，原来他有更大的老板，就是他的神。
His bigger boss is the king.
所以为神做了美好的见证。
So he was a good witness for God.
弟兄姊妹。你相信神是王吗
？Do you believe God is the king？
弟兄姊妹，你相信吗
？Do you believe that？
相信。
Yes。
但是我问你，你在过去的一段日子里面，是不是真尊他为王
？Do we trust God in the past？
让我们大家在这方有一点反思哈。
Let us learn to reflect。
如果我们真的尊他为王
，If we truly treat him as king，
我相信我们就像西西家王一样。跟大以理一样
，We will be like King Hezekiah and Daniel.
凡事以侍奉他、荣耀他作为我们最高的目的。
Serving God and glorifying Him as our utmost goal.
那么在这件事情上面呢，的确是我们能够荣耀神的，让我们能够为神做见证的一个最不可少的心态。
This is the attitude we should have to serve God.
弟兄姊妹。这是我侍奉神的一个经验。
This is my experience serving God.
很多人都晓得，我没有信主之前，我人生有理想的，不是糊里糊涂的。
Before I became a Christian, I did have dreams.
我是20岁，大学二年级信耶稣。
I was a sophomore in college when I was 20 years old.
我没有信耶稣以前，我的理想是什么呢？我要做共产党员。
Before I became a Christian, I wanted to be a communist member.
因为我发现共产主义啊，它已经掌握了人类历史的规律。
Because to me, communism has conquered the humankind.
它已经找出了规律啊，唯一的理想世界就是共产主义世界。
The only ideal is communism.
因此啊，我就很佩服。所以把我的人生呢，就与这个历史观配合起来了。
So I admired it, and I wanted to connect to it.
但是很奇怪了，后来这个要做共产党的人信了耶稣了。
I became a Christian.
信了耶稣之后呢，当然我的人生观就改变了。
Of course, my values were now different.
说我要侍奉他。
I wanted to serve God.
所以一生要寻求他的旨意。
To seek God's plan for me.
既然是侍奉他，要寻求他的旨意了。
So since I have to seek His plan for me.
你知道很多人都听我讲过，我向神说什么都可以做，只有一项是不能做，不能做传道人。
I told God, I can serve you in all capacities except being a pastor.
因为这是 mission impossible.
Because it's mission impossible.
因为我胆子很小。
I'm very timid.
还有呢，我这个人呢，最不会讲话。
And I'm not articulate.
哎呀，一个传道人，一个礼拜要讲几次道。
A pastor has to preach a few times per week.
啊，礼拜天要讲一年讲五十二次，再加上查经班一次呢，那就104次。
It's a total of 104 times that you have to preach each year.
啊，我讲一次都讲不出来，哪有那么话讲啊？
I've nothing else really to say.
但是既然要侍奉他，就要寻求他的旨意。
But since I wanted to serve him, I had to seek his will on me.
啊，终于没有放炮逃脱，做了传道人了，因为他的旨意要我传道。
But his plan for me is to become a pastor, so I cannot run away.
我是1948年奉献。
I accepted the calling in 1948.
1948年奉献之后呢，我就进了神学院。
And then I entered a new seminary.
到神学院多了一年呢。
After a year later,
中国的政权转变了。
The communism took over in China.
以至于整个的世界，中国的世界是无神主义得胜的那一个时代来到。
So the whole country became an atheist country.
哎呀，就看见好多人敲锣打鼓，觉得中国的希望到了。
A lot of people were celebrating. They thought the hope has come.
好多的基督徒也投入到这个革命的洪流里去了。
And a lot of Christians also became communists.
哎呀，我说主啊，怎么在这个时代召我做传道呢？
And I asked God, why do you want me to become a pastor now?
所以我的内心里面有很多的挣扎。
I had a lot of struggles.
我也巴不得跳到那一个革命的洪流里面为中国服务。
I wanted to become a communist and serve God and serve China.
但是没有神的命令，我不敢走。
But I didn't want to do that without God's allowance.
一年，再过一年以后。
A year later.
我只读神学读了两年。
I was in the seminary for 2 years.
啊，宣教士都走掉了。
Even the missionaries left.
那么，我就给留下来神学院里面做助教。
I stayed behind. I became an assistant lecturer.
那么我在做助教的时候有一天。我受到一个邀请。
During that time, I received an invitation.
我记得很清楚。
I remember clearly.
就是1951年，12月31号的晚上。
1951 December 31st.
我为明天1952年元旦一个聚会祷告。
To pray for a meeting the next day, which is the New Year.
这个聚会是什么地方要开的呢？
Where was the meeting going to be held?
那就是我从前读的大学团契，他们要开个元旦的退休会。
It's in a fellowship in the university I once attended.
他们要我去给他们来一次讲道，帮助他们。
They wanted me to go there to preach and to help them.
那我接到这个邀请之后，我跪在神的面前，神啊，我该讲什么？
After I received the invitation, I knelt down before God and asked him.
我觉得我不配跟这些大学生讲道。
I felt like I was not worthy to share with them.
因为在那个时间，他们在大学里面已经经过思想改造的运动。
Because during that time in the university, the thought process has been transformed.
那么很多的基督徒放弃信仰。
A lot of Christians rejected their faith.
而这一小群的基督徒呢，他们不怕人的迫害，不怕人的讥笑，仍然要做基督徒。
Only a small group of these students wanted to keep their faith.
但是他们需要神的力量，要我去帮助。
But they need strength from God. They wanted me to help.
但是我在神学院里面，那个时候还没有经过这个思想改造，外面的迫害。
But in a seminary, I hasn't gone through this kind of struggles just like them.
但是我的内心看见外面，我的已经啊信心软弱。
So my faith was very weak when I saw what's happening.
我说神啊，好像你的工作经不住时代洪流的冲击啊。
I said, God, as if your work cannot withstand what's happening outside.
很多的人一下就被时代的洪流冲走了。
A lot of people rejected you.
你的工作真的是有意义的、有价值的吗
is your work really truly meaningful?
如果这个时代不能证明我做这个工作有什么意思呢？
If what I'm doing for you is not meaningful.
所以有一个好处，我到神面前去祷告。
But there's one good thing. I pray before God.
就在祷告的时间。
It's during that time.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告是很重要。
So it is important to pray.
忽然神的圣灵把一些圣经送到我的心中。
So the Spirit showed me the words from the Bible.
你知道是哪些圣经吗？
Do you know what verse it was?
由大家所逃脱余剩的，仍要往下扎根。向上结果。
It's the same verse that we read, that the remnants of Judah will take fruit, roots down upward, downwards, and bear fruits upwards.
圣灵把神的话解开的时候，
When the Holy Spirit speaks to you,
立刻就发出亮光。
I started to have light.
马上有四个字啊，有一句话出现在我的心中。
Immediately a verse came up.
历史的片段是神的失败。
Yes, it seems like during that interval as if it's God's failure.
但是历史的整体是神的得胜。
But the whole structure of the history is God's victory.
啊，就是让我忽然看见历史的真相。
So I see what the true meaning is.
啊，的确，好像神的工作一改变时代的时候，就站立不住。
When God's work really changes the world.
但是这个失败是暂时的，卷土重来。
But that failure is only temporary.
啊，我就发现了，神掌管历史。
I know God is in control.
我的工作是有功效的。
My work has meaning.
啊，因此是能够把神是王这一个事实见证出来。
So God is king.
所以我就得着了信心。
So I gained my faith.
因此你就知道1952年1月1号我讲了什么道了。
Do you know what passage I shared January 1st, 1952?
跟你们今天一样，逃脱余剩的，往下扎根，向上结果。
The same key verse that I share with you today.
弟兄姊妹，这句话我当时是凭信心讲。
That day I was sharing out of faith from God.
现在多少年了？
How many years have passed since?
52年了。
52 years later now.
哦，不是一年，只要多了一年。请问你，今天这句话是不是事实？
Is that still true today for this verse?
在当时，好多爱我的人却觉得我是走了死路一条。
A lot of people who loved me then thought that I was running to a hopeless place.
我大学时代团契里面一个女朋友很爱我的。
I had a girlfriend in college.
她也看见我死路一条。
She thought that I was hopeless.
所以她不愿意跟我同时。
She didn't want to die, quote unquote, with me.
她跟着潮流去了。
She left.
后来我有一个亲戚。
Then I had a relative.
他也是基督徒。
He also is a Christian.
他也跟着时代去了。
And he also defected from God.
我去看他的时候。
When I went to visit him,
我感谢主啊！那后来神给我一个爱主的姊妹做我的配偶啊。
I thank God that He gave me a sister who loved the Lord.
啊，跟他一起去看这位亲戚。
So I went there with my wife to see the relative.
这位亲戚呢，他也是一个基督徒。
This relative was a Christian.
但是他也跟着时代洪流走。
But then he also deflected.
在当时社会有很高的地位。
He was in high position at that time.
啊，我跟我妻子去看他的时候。
When I went to see him with my wife.
我的妻子就跟他讲。
My wife told him.
姐夫，我为你很难过。
Our brother-in-law, I felt so sad for you.
他说难过什么？
And he said, for what?
你看看时代一转变，你把神丢掉了。
See that you have run away from God.
这个姐夫啊，他脸就不高兴。
So my relative was not happy.
什么丢掉了
？What do you mean？
我根本就不被好东西丢掉的。
I never throw away good things。
信耶稣是时代的垃圾，我已经把它丢到垃圾箱去了。
Believing in God is like rubbish, and I already throw that away。
我一听的话，我就很难过。
I was so sad to hear that。
我也很生气啊。
And I was angry。
那么， 信耶稣是垃圾，我不是垃圾的垃圾吗？
What do you mean? Then I became the rubbish of the rubbish.
啊，何必在他家里玷污他呢？
Why should I even worship him?
赶快走吧。
Let us leave.
好了，现在经过几十年了。
Now 50 years later.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是个垃圾啊？
Is this rubbish?
我想去。大家看见五十年几年以后情形不一样，对不对？
We all can see that it is different.
神在中国的历史上，教会的历史上，是不是证明他是永远的王？
God is the eternal king in the history of China and in church history.
我感谢主。
I thank God.
不但是，这是我们教会的经验。
This is not only the experience from our church.
这也是我的经验。
It's also my experience.
在前两个多礼拜，三个礼拜。
About 3 weeks ago.
那就是六月三十号。
June 30th.
我在哪里讲到
？I was preaching in.
不是 ，Nova 更早了哈。
In the church.
我是在 Toronto 啊一个。地方讲到
I was preaching in a church in Toronto.
这是 Toronto 十几个教会联合的一个聚会。
It is a combined meeting from a lot of churches in Toronto.
专门是为大陆在那里留学的学者一个聚会。
It's a meeting for the Chinese scholars.
这些学者全部都是基督徒。
All these scholars are all Christians.
所以他们的聚会叫门徒训练营。
So the meeting is a discipleship training camp.
弟兄姊妹，这些无神主义的人现在要做什么？主耶稣的门徒。
All these atheists, they are now disciples of Christ.
找谁去帮助他们？找这个垃圾去帮助他们。
Who did they ask this rubbish, garbage to help them?
所以六月三十号我一醒过来的时候
，So when I was awake on June 30th,
我看见。五十多年以前我奉献的时候
I saw 50 some years ago when I accepted the calling
我就觉得我很亏欠神
I felt that I didn't do much for God
我虽然奉献神
Yes, I have offered myself to God
但是我一点心不甘情不愿
It's not like willingly I did
好像给拉去屠宰场一样
As if I was being dragged to the slaughter place
但是我现在醒悟这是神给我最大的荣耀，对不对
？But this is the greatest glory that God has given me.
我真是感谢神，没有看见我这样不了解，把我丢到一边，不要奉献，走吧走吧。
I thank God that He did not ignore me and not use me.
他还是愿意把这荣耀的职分给我。
He was willing to give me the glory, the honor.
就好像当时他把这个职分给那些无知的小民，彼得。这些门徒一样。
As the same thing he did for his disciples, like Peter and James.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
在前三年的时候。
3 years ago.
我到英国伦敦。
I was in London.
也是有300多个学者一个退休营。
It was the same type of conference for the scholars.
全部住中国大陆去。
They all came from mainland China.
真是感谢主啊。
I thank God.
在这个时代，我们的眼睛。应该看得更清楚，对不对
？Let us all see clearly now.
所以，让今天我们在这里每一个弟兄姊妹
，Today every brothers and sisters here
啊，让我们能够从过去的失败里面警醒过来。
Let us learn from our past mistakes.
不要忘记西西家王时代的事情已经发生在我们中间。
Don't forget what happened in King Hezekiah.
啊，我们经不住风波，我们。不能够讨神的喜悦。
That we would do things that seek pleasure for God.
很多的人已经在那里说，你们的神，你们的信仰跟别的信仰什么一样？你看不懂。
A lot of people already accusing us. What's the difference between your God?
做一个让很多人的羞辱神背叛了。
A lot of people insulted God.
让我们能够好好的从这里的教训。
Let us all learn from this lesson.
这个不是结局。
This is not the end.
这是我们的转机。
It is our turning around.
让我们大家都能够来一个心智侍奉神。
Let us all want to serve God.
尊他为王。
To seek God as our king.
在过去什么地方我们没有好好的把我们的侍奉对象搞清楚。
in the past, whatever we haven't done correctly.
但愿这一次我们能弄清楚。
But now we know.
以至于让我们的灵性有突破，教会做出更美好的见证。
So there is a breakthrough in our spiritual life and serve God.
这是我今天讲这一篇道的第一个重点。
This is my first main point today.
啊，求主让我们在这里的每一个都有这样的性质。
Let God help each one of us here.
所以，我现在我们大家低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
啊，如果你愿意像但以理、像西西家王一样，主啊，你是永远的王，我要服侍你，从今以后见证你是我服侍的对象，请你可以站起来，把心智表达。
If you want to learn from Hezekiah and Daniel and saying that, Lord, I want to serve you, please rise.
如果你愿意的话，请你站起来，我们一同祷告。
Please rise and let us pray together.
主啊，我们今天在你的面前，每一个人你都知道。
Dear Lord, as we come before you today, you know each one of our hearts.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你拣选我们。
You have chosen us.
把我们从罪恶之中救出来。
That you saved us from sin.
你愿意我们一生能够侍奉你。
You want us to serve you with our life.
在这一个罪恶的世界。
In this evil times.
见证你是我们的王。
To witness that you are our Lord.
这位永远的王是我的王。
You are eternal Lord and you are our King.
我们一生愿意来尊你为大。
We are willing to lift you up.
我们一生向世界来见证你是永远的王。
To testify before the world that you are our Lord.
让这个教会有这样美好的见证。
Help this church, Lord.
让我们过去的失败成为我们更深敬爱你的一个转机。
That it will be a turnaround from our failures.
Oh, 主啊，愿你为大。
Oh Lord, may you be the Lord.
愿你让我们每一个人都说，主，除你以外，我没有别的神。
Help each one of us to say that other than you, there's no other God.
除你以外，我们没有侍奉的对象，唯有你是我们的王。
You are our Lord, and we only want to serve you.
真是愿主你为大。
Lord, may you be our God.
愿我们一生就是愿意讨你的喜悦。
That will do things that pleases you.
主啊，让这个教会带出你更美的荣耀来。
May this church bring forth your glory.
让世人看见我们的时候，看见你实在是值得幸福的。
So that the worldly man will see that you are indeed our Lord.
怜悯我们过去的失败。
Forgive our failures.
让我们重新站起来。
Let us stand up once again.
向着永生之路奔跑。
That you will walk in the way of eternity.
求你听我的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
就在今天开始一个新的转机。
Starting from today, a new beginning.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.